New York State has a new strategy to bring services to child victims of physical and sexual abuse. Specialized Winnebagos are being deployed to rural and underserved areas. Parked outside the Child Advocacy Center in Fulton County in Johnstown on Wednesday was a white recreational vehicle. While it appears like an ordinary camper, the vehicle is one of seven mobile child advocacy centers. The mobile units are a joint project between the State Office of Children and Family Services and Office of Victim Services. Office of Children and Family Services Commissioner Sheila Poole commented on the exterior appearance of the RV.
I think the care that's been taken in the actual physical design of the mobile unit, it doesn't have any right signage or affix. You know, it looks like someone's right sort of vacation, right recreational vehicle or a bookmobile, which also I think, you know, is symbolic of our desire to protect confidentiality of children who will be interviewed, as well as families who come here to take part in service delivery.
The interior has been designed from the ground up to accommodate children and families. Outfitted with toys, pictures, and snacks, the unit is designed to make the investigation process less traumatic for children who are the victims of physical or sexual abuse. Janine Dykeman, executive director of the Mental Health Association in Fulton and Montgomery counties, pointed out the amenities within the mobile CAC.
Actually, that's the interview section right here. So this is where children would be, where interviewing would be going on. This room that you're in right now, this is the observation room. So we would have law enforcement or Department of Social Services sitting here.
All units are also equipped with recording and observation equipment, a waiting area, and a bathroom. The Mental Health Association received $250,000 from the state for the purchase of the unit and will receive $50,000 annually over a three-year period to cover operation and maintenance expenses. Dykeman says the unit will serve a region where inadequate public transportation is a big issue.
Really for everything, for work, for people that are going to college, for people who might need services, getting to Department of Social Services, any of those pieces, transportation is a big challenge in our communities.
The RV parked in Johnstown on Wednesday will be able to serve Fulton, Montgomery, as well as Hamilton counties. Funding for the mobile units is also supporting programs for the Clinton County District Attorney's Office to serve Essex and Franklin counties, as well as the St. Regis Reservation, Delaware County Department of Social Services, Parent Education Program in Allegheny and Cattaraugus counties, Steuben County Department of Social Services, and the Victim Assistance Program of Jefferson County, with one unit for St. Lawrence County and the other for Lewis County. Elizabeth Cronin, director of the Office of Victim Services, says the mobile units are in addition to a strategy to establish more child advocacy centers across the state, with 58 centers statewide covering every county.
So that there is a brick and mortar safe space for families who are able to get to the interview, but now they'll have a place to go where people are trained in forensic interviewing, that the children won't have to go through multiple interviews. So it's kind of a win-win all the way around, whether you have transportation or you don't.
New York's child advocacy centers service approximately 24,000 children each year. For photos of the mobile unit, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.